This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today, the finish line of the Boston Marathon got its annual sprucing up in preparation for the 30,000 runners who hope to cross it on Monday. Somebody who spent a lot of time photographing those runners over the past 20 years is Joshua Touster. He's a professional photographer based in Watertown. He has an eclectic mix of photography work behind him. He's followed Michael Jackson and the band Phish on tour. He spent a season taking pictures of the minor league baseball team, the Brockton Rocks, and 6 years documenting life behind the scenes at Suffolk Downs Racetrack. But nothing prepared Touster as he picked up his camera to photograph what happened to the city of Boston after the marathon bombings in 2013. Touster has just published a book of his photographs. They document a city that was wounded and then began to recover in remarkable ways. It's called Aftermath, the Boston Marathon Bombings. Touster described for us his photographic journey. It started a few days after the attack.
After I spent 12 hours that first day photographing the makeshift memorials, I made a point that I was going to go back the next day. And I got a phone call first thing in the morning from a friend, what the hell is going on in Watertown? And we were in lockdown. There was just that firefight the night before. The escape suspect was supposedly in Watertown, and we were locked down. Well, as a Watertown homeowner and resident, I had a unique perspective on the story. We were told to stay in our house. So I was running around my house with full photo gear. My televisions were on. Everybody was in their house. There was no movement at all.
And then something happened that put you really right in the middle of the story, which was happening in your neighborhood at the time. A SWAT team came to your door.
At 5 o'clock, I looked outside, and I saw armored vehicles. And the doorbell rang, and there were two SWAT team members with vests and assault weapons. And I'm very good at photographing people and knowing when to photograph, but when people are at your house with assault weapons,
You don't want to have a camera in your hand aimed at them.
Well, I don't want to have a camera in my hand, but I did actually ask in this situation whether I could take their pictures. So they said, well, take the picture of our armored vehicle. Well, I did, and that was right in the middle of the frame.
So they just happened to be in the frame.
Well, but that photograph really gave a sense of what it meant to have this come to a residential neighborhood. It was such a unique experience.
So that was really subjective, and this was happening to you at the time in your neighborhood. What about when you went out to Greater Boston and you looked at some of the events that happened? How did you approach those?
Well, the change from the personal to the photojournalistic happened very, very quickly. An hour after that photograph and that SWAT team came to my door, they captured the suspect. And I immediately got into my car, drove the 30 seconds down to Mount Auburn Street, and started photographing the celebrations that erupted to honor the first responders. The outpouring of relief was unbelievable, and that was really the beginning of my document for the next 2.5 years.
And what were the time points along the way?
Right.
How do you decide what to document?
Well, I started going down to the makeshift memorials every day for hours and hours and hours.
One of these images is actually on the cover of the book, Aftermath. It's almost like a pastel drawing.
Well, as a photographer, when weather starts changing, that leads to different types of photographs. So it rained this night, and the next morning I went down early, and Kevin Brown, who is the unofficial curator of the memorial, had covered the entire memorial, everything, with a very, very thin sheets of plastic.
What was he covering?
He was covering flowers and stuffed animals and American flags and notes and running shoes and medals.
So he put kind of a clear tarp over it all.
He did. He was trying to protect everything there. But the photograph that is on the cover, as you look through the plastic, there's an ethereal feeling, a feeling of remembrance and history, and you can't quite see what's laid down there, but the effect is very, very powerful. And he laid running shoes on top of the plastic.
To hold down the tarp.
And the crystal clearness of the running shoes, in contrast to the artifacts that were laid underneath, was incredibly powerful. The running shoe was the symbol of the Boston Marathon tragedy that happened.
Tell us about one of the photographs you have a story behind.
Well, on the 24th, I decided to check out my local Watertown police station and see what was going on. It was the day of the Sean Collier Memorial, the slain officer, MIT officer. And as I arrived, the entire police department were in their dress blues getting ready to go to the Sean Collier Memorial. They were milling around, and I started taking photographs, And someone said, why don't you hold off because we'll get information for you for the photograph. And as they did, they pulled out a Watertown Strong t-shirt. And the t-shirt that they were holding up, they were about to present to Vice President Joe Biden at Sean Collier's memorial. It was a unique moment that just as a Watertown resident, I just happened to fall into. And later on in that afternoon, I walked down Boylston Street just to see what was going on. Well, that was the day Boylston Street was reopened to the public. So one of the very first photographs in the book is from Hereford Street, photograph a long lens photographing the entire crime scene going towards Boston Common. And a week later, 9 days later, when they reopened Boylston Street, I was standing at that exact same spot in Hereford with the same lens, taking a shot of the transformation of what it looked like when they reopened it with the public there and the crowds that had come back compared to what the same scene looked like 9 days earlier when it was a crime scene.
You told me something interesting, that you're not from the Boston area. You're from New York. You have a home here. You haven't always felt at home in this place. But something changed since you started taking pictures in the aftermath. What happened?
Well, I think the collective consciousness of the Boston Marathon bombings brought together the town in a way that was I had never seen before. And Boston is a town where people are separate from one another often. They're in their own worlds at times. But we all came together on this very, very important event. And I had never felt like a Bostonian before, but for the very first time, I felt like I officially belonged.
You have a fundraising effort going along with the sale of the book, and that is to get a copy of this book in every library in Massachusetts. Why is that important to you?
Well, my hope is to get it into every public library, every public high school, every public middle school, and to give a copy to victims' families, survivors, first responders, hospitals, police stations. Tragedies that are forgotten have a tendency to repeat themselves, and if we know the history of what went on and see how the town reacted, I think that's a very, very positive thing.
And for anyone who wants to find out more about your fundraising effort, they can find it on our website, WBUR.org. Joshua Touster, Watertown-based professional photographer and author of the book Aftermath, The Boston Marathon Bombings. Thank you.
Thanks.